Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. The newest public works employee in Bristol is a hamster.
Nice.
It's,
they work nights.
I saw this story. I said, I love it. Lindsay Rivers, public works analyst for the city of Bristol. How much is that hamster making a year?
Well, she's mad because she only makes sunflower seeds and peanuts. So, right.
Making peanuts.
Do you have her wheel hooked up to like make electricity for the town or what?
go!
I wish she could have like a little solar panel on there and everything.
Right.
So bring us through this. How did this hamster become part of your crew?
So what happened was two of our guys were doing bulk pickups like they do every day. And they went to go pick up a, you know, hamster cage like they're in bulk pickups all the time.
Oh, so what is this? The time of the year where you just put everything out for the town to pick up?
Yeah.
Not regular trash.
Yeah, it's like couches and stuff like that. So they went to go throw the cage in the back of the truck like they do all the time, and she popped her head out of the bedding. Like, don't throw me in there.
So they threw cage out with the hamster in it.
Yes, horrible.
Yeah, because they didn't think that there was an animal in it. They just...
No, I meant the people who had the cage.
The owners.
Yeah.
Jerks.
We don't know who it was because it was just left on the side of the road. So we don't know if it was the person that lived in that house. We don't know if it was somebody driving by. We have no clue.
That is horrible.
Seriously.
Yeah. Well, people are horrible.
Yes, they are.
So unfortunately it was only about 10 degrees. It was like the coldest stretch in March, at that time. So, her water bottle was frozen. Who knows when the last time she had water was, and her eyes were frozen shut.
Wow.
That's horrible.
Oh man.
Yeah. I called, the police.
You know, the
right
cutest
away.
Part of a hamster is those big black eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big the eyes.
Pink
yeah.
nose. Little twitchy pink nose.
Yes. Yes, his nose was cute, too. Or her, sorry. I thought it was a boy at first, and it's really
Who had to do the checking on that one?
It's easily a hamster.
Oh, you did.
And it's like, I'm not dumb, but I was like, it's not a boy.
Yeah, it's easy to tell on a hamster. The boys have a kind of like a loud, something else going on back in the back there, like a little bigger in the back.
It's like humans, too.
Like a distended area there. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me about this.
Yes. Because I've had many male hamsters, and I had a couple of female hamsters. Female hamsters tend to be kind of like small and round, whereas the male hamsters kind of got stuff going on down there.
So I was a complete
moron. Wait, do you think that that's how all breeds are? Males?
Yeah.
And females? AJ?
No. I'm just saying that with the hamster, it's easy to tell.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. The gerbils, no idea.
I've owned a million animals, but I've never owned a hamster. I never wanted a hamster, but she
Phil, you owned a hamster, didn't you?
He had guinea pigs.
Guinea pigs when I was
a
kid,
yeah.
Yes,
I had a guinea pig.
Okay.
Yep.
Did you smash its face until it bled and then used it like a marker?
I did, indeed. I was 2 years old.
I was talking to her, Lindsay.
No!
She's okay. Working up to that, you know.
Phil?
Remember, people suck.
Yes.
So hi, Lindsay, Phil. Phil, Lindsay. Phil, tell her this story, and then we'll move on.
Yeah, I was 2 years old, and I was downstairs playing by myself. And my mother can't find me, so she comes down the stairs, and she looks over, and I'm behind the couch, and she can only see from, like, the bridge of my nose up, so it's just, like, my eyes. And she's like, what are you doing back there?
Am I going to hate you after this?
Yes. Probably. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Probably. I probably. Hate myself because of this, so.
We all do.
You can join the party. So she goes, what are you doing back there, Phil? And I just go, red.
Red.
She's like, what's red? What's red? Red. So she walks behind the couch, and I had, I don't know, fired the guinea pig against the wall or something, and its nose was bleeding.
Oh, my God.
And like a paint marker, I was like making little dabs in the carpet.
Oh, my God, you're awful.
That's how a serial killer begins.
Lindsay, I didn't know better.
If I'm a mother, I walk in a room, and my two-year-old just smashed the face of a guinea pig and is now using as a marker. I'm like, we're going to the doctor.
Yeah, no, you go to military school.
No, she sent me here.
Therapy.
Like Damien in the Omen.
You fit right in here.
Oh my God.
Apparently.
All right. So luckily hamster didn't end up with Phil.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. Thank God, because she would be dead.
Lindsay from Public Works in Bristol's on talking about a story of where they were doing the bulk pickup, and someone saw a hamster cage, and voila, there's a hamster.
So she came back with me. Police let me take her back versus going to animal control because it is a city building. So she came back with me. We got her all fixed up. I had one of the guys name her, and she's been with us 6 months today. She has been with us.
It's your anniversary.
So it took her about 2 weeks to fully come around and realize that we weren't going to like hurt her. We weren't bad. And we weren't going to smash her face and use her as ink on the wall.
Wait, red.
Red. Carpet.
Red.
And then now she's just, every morning she has her routine. She hears us come in. She comes out. She wants her treats. She goes in her ball. She goes and visits everyone in their offices. Right.
It's like a regular public worker. Sorry.
Yeah.
Caught her goofing off. Parked behind the buildings over here in one of the trucks.
We need a pet in this building.
She just doesn't drink coffee or...
Go to McDonald's a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
Scroll through Facebook.
So,
does she have a Facebook page? Did you make an Instagram?
Yes.
Nice.
She does?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What's her name and what's the Facebook page?
Yeah, I want to follow it.
Gizmo at Public Works. And then it's Gizmo Public Works for Instagram.
Nice.
All right, hold on.
Gizmo
Instagram.
Public Works.
Hold on.
Gizmo.
Gizmo.
Instagram.
Gizmo at Public Works? Oh, here it is.
Sure.
Gizmo Public Works.
Oh, she's so cute.
G-I-Z-M.
158, now 159 followers.
So I had it on my...
She's got a little shopping cart.
She's got a Tonka truck.
Nice.
Oh, my God, I love this.
So we try to buy, like, I want to say props because whatever, but, like, a lot of us collect stuff around the office or we find stuff. So we try to put her in things that are Public Works related.
Oh, wow.
Tonka trucks and
that's
everything.
That's a classic
that
Tonka truck, too.
Okay, I have to say, you know, people make Instagram pages for their pets, and they're usually really stupid and a waste of time.
Uh-huh.
This is the most interesting Instagram.
Yeah, it is.
Because each picture is, there's something unique and fun about it. Like, look, she was found about to be thrown in the garbage. There's a picture of her with a mini garbage truck. She's in the back.
Right. She's the employee of the month.
And you even have a little tiny.
Yes.
You even have a little tiny. You have the trash cans there for the recyclables, the green ones.
Yeah, the employee of the month was fun. The mayor was like, "What are you doing?" But she actually has been great. We weren't allowed to have animals in municipalities, obviously, but this is a special circumstance. So she's here. She's staying. She's allowed for now until she runs away again. She's an escape artist, definitely.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, I like how she uses a shopping cart the same way I do. She's licking it.
Her little tongue is so cute.
We do outreach in the schools for Bristol School System, and she's always part of it. She either goes there or she's on the Zoom calls, so the kids pay attention and are interactive with all of that.
What a great story.
Awesome.
What a great story.
Yeah, so she's a maniac.
Right.
And just so everyone knows in Bristol, before you start your emails, these pictures are taken not during work hours.
Exactly, right. Okay? Actually, the hamster was working.
My lunch or before work.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
Right. The hamster's on break right now, though. So.
This is good news.
The hamster's pissed at me right now because I'm on the radio and not giving her sunflower seeds.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Put Gizmo on the phone here.
Hang on.
Hello, Gizmo.
Hang on.
Hey, good.
Hey, my sunflower seeds.
She's a girl.
My sunflower seeds.
It doesn't sound like a girl.
I've had a lot of coffee.
You don't sound like a girl.
I've had a lot of coffee. Oh, I stole a cigarette.
Cigarette?
Of course.
How many packs a day do you smoke?
I'm 3 or 4.
Ah.
Where do you get your cigarettes from?
Well, you know, from the public. Okay. Yeah, I find them on the floor.
I don't picture Gizmo having a voice like that.
No.
All right, thank you, Gizmo.
Okay. Mm.
Oh, boy. Right. So we have to collect new Tonka trucks all the time.
That's
cool. Thank God my work husband collects them, so we'll keep going with her crazy stories. And
I like she's part of the space program. She's got that little plastic ball.
Yep.
She's in a little police car.
And when she, it's so cute, when she runs in her ball, she opens her mouth and just, like, hauls her butt down the hallway. It's so cute. I'm like, why do I like a hamster?
That's awesome.
So great. What a great story.
They're fun pets. They really are.
All right. Well, Lindsay, nice job to you and all the public works workers, and thank you for coming on. Tell Gizmo we said hey. Too early for a Halloween costume.
Yes, it is.
People don't get it yet.
No.
It's September.
Week or two beforehand, maybe. Before Halloween, they'll get it. Yeah.
You got to start thinking about it now, though, so you're prepared. Maybe it was just a trial run.
Yeah, you don't want a trial run right now.
Not in Texas.
No. Everybody's armed in Texas. Even the babies.
Galveston police. You know where that is?
Galveston. That's Shoreline, right?
Let's figure Houston. Yes. Yeah. Oil riggers out there.
Whoa.
Tough men.
Right.
Galveston police received a call of a masked man with a bloody knife slowly walking on a beach as Tropical Storm Nicholas moved in.
That means they're fixing to kill him.
Is this a TikTok person?
They detained the man. He was an area lawyer? Mark Metzger.
Oh, a lawyer.
That's odd.
Business? Right, yeah.
If you're an attorney who can't keep yourself from being arrested.
Yeah, you're not a good attorney.
Yeah.
Are you bored?
You need to work on that.
Let me try myself.
You need a client?
Yeah, really.
Well, in his commercial, yeah, he can be both now.
Yeah. I represent myself.
I hired and he was great.
Yeah. First person.
He got me out, no problem.
Yeah, testimonial.
Yeah.
The bloody knife was fake. Police said Metzger was cited for disorderly conduct and released.
Huh.
Metzger thought people should have realized it was a prank.
In this day and age, there are no pranks.
You know, not everybody knows, you know, what's going on, but I think it's pretty clear that it's a prank. It's, you know, something to be, you know, laughed at. It's not a crazy guy with a chainsaw walking around. It's a known fictional character. I just don't think they appreciate it that much. I guess there's some people out there that don't have a sense of humor or can't please them all.
Yes. Crazy guy with a knife, not a chainsaw.
Yeah, known fictional character. Yeah, because no crazy person would dress up as someone from a movie and go out and kill people.
Right, during a storm.
Yeah, you weren't Barney the dinosaur. You were a mass murderer.
Exactly. You're like you're wearing toe tagged right
now.
Yeah.
Can you Google this guy's name? Attorney, what was it?
Metzger, was it?
Metzger.
Mark Metzger, I thought.
Mark Metzger.
Yeah, I think you're right.
M-E-T.
Yeah, Mark. Attorney Mark Metzger, Galveston. Because this is how, if you're looking for an attorney, you would Google his name, and this is what would pop up.
Right.
One of the first articles has a picture of him getting arrested on the beach. He's on his knees, and he's just got his arms all the way out. There's like the water in the background.
Yeah. I think I'll go with the other attorney. I talked to two. I say him.
I went out of prison. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, that picture is all time. He's got to frame that.
Oh, yeah. Or sue them for it. One of the two.
Does he still have the mask on?
Yeah. He didn't even take it off.
So he can't see his facial expressions, yes. Yeah, that was a very authentic-looking costume, by the way.
What's that now?
A very authentic-looking costume.
It really does. If I saw that, I'd run.
Oh, yeah.
I just love that picture of him getting arrested. That is incredible.
What he needed was a theme music playing from like a Walkman or something.
All right. Yes.
Yeah. Rubber knife. No.
Not a good choice.
Looked way too intimidating and scary. Even the storm wouldn't surge.
He's lucky the cop wasn't, I'm going to shoot first and ask questions later.
Show me your hands. Show me your hands!
It was just a joke.
Let's bring in Nick, the science guy from the Connecticut Science Center. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Nick,
thank you. First,
hey,
let's talk about...
Back.
Oh, well, it's always nice to have you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I feel stupid.
That's a normal day.
Yeah.
That's every day.
I feel stupider. How's that?
We all do. So this story that Phil found about penguins possibly being from outer space, they found something in the penguin poop?
Not to be a party pooper or anything.
Yeah.
I thought you'd like that. I am extremely skeptical that penguins are aliens. So the reason why they, you know, there's this wild speculation is that they found a gas in penguin poop that appears on Venus.
Oh.
And so it's a huge leap of logic to then say that penguins flew here from Venus. I think maybe the scientists were just making a joke, trying to get some, like, clickbait.
Or high.
But, however, it is still mysterious why it is that this gas appears there. It is pretty rare, and it breaks down easily. I'm thinking that there's some non-alien reason for the gas being there.
Well, there are birds that don't fly.
Right. There's no way they're going to fly here from Venus.
Yeah, but they swim like crazy.
Yeah, right. They spend more time underwater than on land.
And it propels them. The gas definitely does that.
Right. I could just imagine a little penguin spacesuit. That would be pretty cute.
That's a great Saturday morning cartoon right there.
Yeah. And they got that funny walk.
Do you have any...
look a little alien-like.
Do you have any belief that maybe something on this planet is from another planet? Outside of the moon rocks that we've taken,
the
moon
White
is a
House.
Planet.
Well, you know,
AJ has figured that one out.
Right.
Yeah, that is plausible. There's this theory called panspermia where life may have come here from other planets. So the way that might have worked is early in the birth of the solar system, when the planets were forming, microbes might have appeared on Mars or Venus. Both of those planets were much wetter than they were than they are today. And it's possible that a rock from one of those early formed planets came to Earth, and actually, Genesis happened on Mars or Venus. That's perfectly plausible. We don't have proof of that.
The band?
But it certainly is a possibility, and hopefully with some of these space missions that we have going on now, like, for example, the Perseverance rover on Mars looking for signs of life, that we can uncover this mystery and perhaps find evidence for that.
As a science guy, what do you think about life on other planets?
I think that it's pondering the vastness of the universe. It seems to me like it's probable. It had to have started somewhere out there. Maybe not advanced civilizations, but microbes certainly could have formed on other planets. And it's a question that's really driving a lot of science missions now. This year, the James Webb Space Telescope, which is you can think of as like the Hubble on steroids. It's this major telescope going up. It is so powerful that it can actually peer through the atmospheres of other planets and perhaps see what we call biosignatures or chemicals that could indicate the presence of life.
It can see
on
your
planets.
That's some BS. Yes.
How many different galaxies and solar systems and all that are out there?
Oh boy, it's just incomprehensibly
right.
large. So there are hundreds of billions of galaxies.
S-load. We can't be it. This can't be.
Yeah,
it.
I hope not.
This can't be it.
Right, this can't be the best of the best right
There's
here.
There's got to be more.
This cannot be it. This is remedial stuff over here. It's got to be intelligent life.
I think that we can't be it. We just got to find it. So, to talk about the vastness of the universe, there are hundreds of billions of galaxies. And just within our galaxy, there's hundreds of billions of stars. So that's trillions of stars, and in the recent past, we've discovered lots of planets orbiting those stars nearby us. So we're talking trillions upon trillions of planets out there.
They're probably hiding from us, actually.
Right. I feel like we're the bad neighborhood.
That's why they're sending those little drones over there, the little spaceships, say, where are they now? Okay, good. Keep an eye. Make sure they're way over there.
Wait, what?
That's why they send the spaceships.
Don't want to mess with them.
To look at us and understand where we're at. Like we send, spies to find what's going on over there. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they just got really good cloaking technology, or you know, they're just keeping tabs on.
They're from Harry Potter, the cloak of invisibility.
Right.
What about, yeah.
What about Stonehenge? What do you think about that?
They are rocks.
Well, yes.
Yeah, maybe
how did they get there?
From which solar system?
This is where. This is what I think a fallacy that people have, that anytime you don't know the answer to something, it's aliens.
It's a prehistoric practical joke is what it is. So,
unfortunately, there aren't any people around that we can ask why they put them there. But, you know, we can entertain lots of possibilities. Like, ancient cultures valued monolithic displays, and I think there's some theory that it had something to do with celestial observance, and so there are a variety of reasons.
I saw a special
the
on that.
Least yeah. plausible of which is
Those
that aliens came and put them there.
Would be so far away they'd have to cut logs to roll them. They'd have to roll them through rivers,
right.
up hills,
yeah.
and with ropes, and it's just almost impossible.
From what I understand, it's the first place the Stones played.
Well, yeah, I'm no archaeologist.
It was new back then, though.
I don't know how they could have done it, but I trust in the ingenuity of humanity. Ancient peoples were, you know, just as smart as us. They just had less technology, so I'm sure they figured out some way to do it that
okay,
we just
that makes sense.
Haven't figured out.
It's yeah. a lot of work.
They're really
saying.
Strong. They're just really strong.
Yeah, they're just very committed. They really wanted those stones there.
Well, then they had to get them up.
Yeah, they did.
I don't know.
There's different like, pills for that.
Seems like yeah. a lot of work.
Right.
And then what about this SpaceX launch?
Oh, yes. I watched the webcast last night. It truly was inspiring. The mission is called Inspiration 4. The cheers from the control room were just really tugged on the heartstrings. You know, it's a historic flight. This is the first time that there's been a human space flight with all civilians on board reaching orbit.
That's a good idea.
That's never
how we land this thing.
No professional astronaut.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if things go wrong? What if they? What if they lose contact with it or whatever control of it?
Right, then they're
like
the greatest
drone.
Then they're
right.
the greatest
the
heroes of all.
Too far away. Then
well,
can't
yeah.
control it.
Well, first of all, they got a lot of training beforehand, so they came in prepared. They weren't, they didn't waltz into the spacecraft and whisk them off. So that's one thing. And then second of all, the space capsule and rocket are designed to be as autonomous as humanly possible. Like, there's actually very little they have to do to interact with the capsule. It just kind of runs itself. And also, they built in a variety of safeguards. In fact, even before they could launch this specific capsule called Crew Dragon, they had to do a very important test that demonstrated that if anything possibly goes wrong, if there's some sort of an explosion in the bottom part of the rocket, that the capsule flies off and gets and just launches to safety.
Yeah.
Spills
Pepsi, yes.
What
was that?
If somebody spills a Pepsi on the board and short circuits everything, they're screwed.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think they've accounted for Pepsi spills in the design of the
ship. What about Dr. Pepper? Okay.
I don't know about Dr. Pepper.
This technology is amazing, really, but you don't need anyone on board to know what they're doing.
Right.
And the thing goes up, it's going to circle at an altitude of 335 miles. These people are going up for 3 days. Unlike Bezos, who went up and came back down, it felt like an airplane flight to me.
Exactly right.
Yeah, we're going to go up a little bit higher than an airplane.
They opened a bag of Skittles. That was really
no. This one's a space flight, and no one needs to touch a button, and this thing will come back down and land on its own, and then it's reusable.
Unbelievable!
It's insane.
It is really insane.
It's a ride at Disney 2 years from now.
No, hell no.
Right. Hopefully. I mean, I'm hoping
that.
It gets so routine that we can, you know. I mean,
it's
going to
happen.
No.
No, it's already scheduled. SpaceX's next private trip early next year will see a retired NASA astronaut escorting three wealthy businessmen to the space station for a weekend visit. We're already there.
Again. Yep. It's a ride at Disneyland.
It's already on the plan.
Yep.
I don't care how autonomous that is.
You
I'm
and the kids.
Never getting in one.
Come on, Jimmy, get in.
Never.
It would be so fun.
To go.
No.
Oh, and films. It's rumored that Tom Cruise wants to go up with a director to film a movie up in space. This is just the beginning. I'm so excited to have ordinary people. Not that Tom Cruise is an ordinary person, but non-astronauts go up and do new things up in space that we might not even have thought of.
So, if you can look up the beginning of air travel. And this is the same exact thing. It was the rich people who flew. Yep. They went dressed up.
Right.
And it was a real novelty. Yeah, jet setters.
Right.
And this is what's happening. The rich people are going to go up first, and then before you know it, they're going to be like, hey, I want to go to the space station for a weekend.
Right. There'll be the multiple miles above the Earth Club.
And there'll be different space stations. There'll be the Hilton, there'll be the Motel 6 of space stations.
It'll become the
bring your duct tape.
Yeah, we're going to call it Space Sex, not SpaceX anymore. Right. Yes. Right.
Gravity's got to be fun. I've got to go to space. And
make sure you flush that.
Nick, the science guy, is on. One more thing before we let you go. We have a sound of a couple of folks doing a podcast, and they're claiming that the place was struck by lightning and you could hear the lightning strike. Tell me if you think this is real.
Actually, should you take this mic? Oh, it's bad, bro. Did you hear that?
It just hit in our headphones.
Oh, my God.
It just hit in our headphones.
Yeah. Is everything working still? Oh, God.
It said zzz.
You spelled it, too. Yes, right.
Strong case.
What do you think?
I mean, that static is not an automatic indication of lightning. It's an indication of electricity.
If lightning struck the building or the equipment, would it make that sound?
There's no way to know that was caused by lightning. It could be all number of things.
Like, you think it's fake?
Something with the electrical equipment.
That's
too flimsy a case to say that's lightning. I would say no, probably not. It's pretty rare. It's extremely rare.
Yeah, it sounds like a sound effect.
Yeah, it does.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. That's my guess.
All right, so you're gonna say fake.
I would say fake. I can't tell really. I mean, but that's there's not enough to go on there. I'd say it's unlikely.
Well, they got people talking about a podcast that no one cares about. So
exactly
good for them.
Yep.
So it worked.
Yeah, they try to get those listeners.
All right, Nick, the science guy. Stories. Anything happening at the Connecticut Science Center?
Yes. So this Saturday from 11 to 3 p.m. at the Connecticut Science Center, we are having something called MakeFest, which is going to be super fun. We're going to have tons of local inventors, makers, and visionaries who are going to do a bunch of cool activities. We're thinking maybe there's going to be some craftsmen, drone pilot people, puppets, lots of neat kiosks. It should be really fun. So come check it out.
After those jelly beans, we're going to have MakeFest. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Nick.
He's like, I'm out of here.
You want to be a Connecticut State Trooper?
Who
it's
doesn't?
A great job.
Sure.
Sergeant Christine Jeltema is here. Trooper First Class Troy Biggs as well. Kevin and Shelton has a question. Kevin?
Good morning, everybody. How are you doing today?
Good
morning.
You.
Good morning.
I was just wondering if you guys are doing hiring, are you looking for just standard troopers? Or are you looking for guys that would work on your truck squad as well?
So you mean like truck inspections?
That's correct. Your troopers that pretty much are dedicated to pulling over commercial vehicles.
So our traffic unit, they're troopers. It's a unit that is a tested unit. So you would have to become a trooper in order to do the truck inspections with our traffic unit. We do have some troopers that are assigned to patrol at the troops that do truck inspections. However, our traffic unit does that, which is all troopers.
So it's like anything. Like, you can't become special forces without going through the boot camp.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So you would have to become a trooper, and then you would almost apply to go for the truck squad.
Yes, after a certain number of years.
Sounds like you have a score to settle with trucks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or you're a mechanic.
Well, Well, no, I've just been a truck driver for 27 years.
Right.
We would love to have you.
I know trucks. I am trucks.
Isn't that like being internal affairs? Like you're turning on your fellow truck drivers.
Exactly right. I'm going with the Norman.
He would know all the tricks, though.
He would.
Yep, he would.
All the tricks.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. We're going to link up on the radio station website if you're interested in getting involved and finding out more about becoming a Connecticut State Trooper. They're looking for good people.
Yes.
And a lot of them.
Yes.
Eric, Long Island.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, I was just wondering if they have any non-public facing jobs, you know, like... Obviously, it would be, i.e., the desk job, if it would be called that.
Oh, I like that. He's looking for a cake right away.
Yeah.
I'm not so good with people.
Right.
You shouldn't put me in front of them.
Yeah.
I still don't be doing right?
all that work.
Yeah. We do. However, again, like anything else, you have to apply, go through the State Police Academy, spend some time on the road as a patrol trooper. And we have, and that's one of the benefits I can say about the State Police. One of the reasons why I came is all the options and places you can go. We have a joint terrorism task force.
Wow.
That works with the FBI, NYPD, New York State Police. Those are all desk jobs, if you will. But they're still extremely busy doing stuff that's very important and keeping our state safe.
Oh, right. Definitely.
Even
definitely.
The custodian's a former state trooper.
Do you have to live in Connecticut?
You do.
Okay.
Oh, I want to do hackers.
You know, yes, we do have
the scammers.
I think we have a bunch of specialists calling in.
Seriously, you got to be a trooper first.
Actually, those are the people that computer we're looking for. Unit. Yeah, we have a computer crimes unit. They're the ones that, let's say, we're investigating some type of a homicide or sex assault, and all the information is on tablets, SD cards, thumb drives, computers. Our computer crimes have those, but we also have a cyber crimes unit that works with the FBI. Yeah. Our Central Intelligence Center that does hacking of the Bitcoin stuff. So
damn.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, because we definitely need protection from them.
Yes.
Is that
yes.
what you do now? What do you do now?
He's a hacker.
No, I'm
yeah,
not,
really.
It's a totally unrelated field. But
that's how I got the number.
I would love to learn that and just spend my life just taking down hackers.
Yeah, we would totally take you in a heartbeat.
Yep.
You got to move to Connecticut.
Yeah, and become a trooper.
Yes.
No BeACommunicateTrooper.com on our website.
All right, cool.
All right, thank you.
You already hacked in. We're good.
Right. Yeah, it's already there.
Yeah, he's all set.
Okay, so what are some of the questions?
So,
like, what's your name? For, like, one of them. Yeah.
Oh, I know that one.
Yeah. What's
AJ,
your name?
Where were you last night?
I got what?
No.
What's my name?
I said, where were you last
why,
night?
Why do you want to know?
You're out.
So Connecticut has 169 towns.
Wow.
How many of them do you think are patrolled by the state police?
I'm going to say every single one of them.
I know Oxford is. Let's see. 169. A lot of places up north, right?
Yeah, it's all up north.
I'm going to guess.
I'm constantly putting my phone down. I mean, I'm constantly driving through there. Yeah.
I'm going to guess 60.
Mm, close.
Almost there.
You want actual there. Number? Oh, I don't know actual number.
It's she about- said how many?
I said all of them.
It's well, the, right. But it's about 77 towns that we patrol.
I was going to say 77.
53 of them have designated troopers.
Resident troopers.
Resident troopers that are patrolling or in that town. And they act as, if you will, the chief. They work very closely with the first electman. And I think one of the misconceptions about state police is that we're only on the highways, and which we're not. As you could see, a little less than half of the towns are patrolled by us. So we are the ones that respond in those towns. We're not just on the highways, like I think a lot of people think we are.
Yeah. I always find those troopers very helpful.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. They're great. It's like it's a small town vibe.
Like when you're relieving yourself on the side of the road and they roll up and say, what are you doing?
do you need help?
Right. You realize
what
I can see you, right?
With you this week?
What?
This week.
What else? Got another question for us?
Do you have any? Okay, I have some.
Cool.
We'll do a scenario.
Okay.
Scenarios. I like scenarios.
And since my husband just texted me with something that's kind of close to this.
Okay.
You're sitting at the train station in New Haven, and on the train platform, you see a small cooler that's been left unattended.
Bomb squad.
Okay. Yep. Bomb squad will come out, but we also have our mass transit unit that has a
bomb explosion detection canines, so they would come out and look at it first before they would
call
them. Call the dog in first.
Because it could be just a sandwich in there.
Right.
And the dog will appreciate that.
Yes.
Yeah, do you immediately jump to that, or are there the few other steps? Because you don't want to shut down a train station.
Right. There's a few other steps. That's why we have our mass transit unit up at the airport. We have troopers that have TSA dogs that...
Did you have to go to that one at Bradley Airport like a week ago? Two ladies were like going crazy on the five-year-old? No?
No.
That wasn't you?
She wanted to.
You heard about that story?
I did. Yeah. I did. So they would send out the dogs, and if the dog alerts that there might be some type of an explosive device or something in the cooler, then we would call out the bomb.
How's the dog alert? Does it bark? Is it like running the opposite direction?
It'll sit, usually. I mean, the handler and the dog, they have their own...
Little code.
Language.
Relationship. Language.
Right.
Yeah, the dog urinates in the cooler. It's good.
We went on vacation. Cruise ship. We get off the cruise ship. Somebody on the ship found some marijuana.
Oh.
And had it in their pocket.
Whoops.
And now they want to get back on the cruise ship. And they had the dogs, of course. At the
right.
It's like, oh, just great.
Busted.
Dog sat right down. Like, okay, we'll see you.
Yep.
Maybe.
Have fun.
Have fun, the dog.
Yeah.
Eddie, he likes you.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.